This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in their pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey, welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hoping all of you are doing well today and your week is off to an amazing, amazing start. Y'all, why is the summer flying so fast? Where are we going? How are we at the end of July? I read somewhere that July is like the Sunday for all the teachers and students going back to school because school starts back in August. And I feel for all of my teachers going back to school in August. However, I don't feel that bad because some of y'all had the whole summer off, okay? While the rest of us still had to go to work. Y'all was sleeping in. We had to get up. There was no summer vacation for us, but hoping y'all are enjoying the last few weeks of your vacations if you are off and just enjoying the rest of your summers in general. Y'all, it's gonna be a great week, okay? Hear me when I say this. This week is going to be a great week. We're getting new Beyoncé music this week. There's a slew of new TV shows and movies that I've been waiting to see that's coming out this week. Like, it's going to be a good week. I'm excited and, to be honest, kind of nervous for this Beyoncé album. I'm not going to lie. Partially because I'm a huge Beyoncé stan and I don't know, y'all. I might get hate for this, but I didn't love the new single. And maybe that's because she's doing something new and I love that for her, right? But I could dance to the song and I was like, you know, this is cute. It's a vibe. But I hope there's more. I hope there's more Beyoncé on the album, if that makes any sense. And I'm not being hateful, I swear. Everyone, even Beyoncé, needs to grow and evolve and change. But since it's been a minute since her last album, and I'm not counting Lion King or the full album she did with her kid's dad, I kind of want some good Beyoncé music, you know? Like, not saying her last, not saying the last few albums she put out weren't good. That's not what I'm saying. But when Lemonade came out, I was beside myself. You know, and I know not everyone loves B. I get it. But if you plan on listening to the album, shoot me a DM. We need a group chat or a sister circle, something. Like, I need somebody to discuss this with. Also, exciting news. We have official Slay Girl Slay podcast merch dropping on August 1st. Boom. Yes, boo. I'm so excited. We can now rep the Slay Girl Slay podcast like it's our hood because it's definitely my hood. I don't know about y'all, but I absolutely love it here. I love this community. I love this family we've built over the years. And now I need people outside in the world to know too. We've got hats coming, sweatshirts, because the weather for some of us is about to change. This super cute champion jacket that I've been living in, and I get so many compliments on it when I wear it. And obviously, I'm biased, of course, but I just feel like everything is such a vibe. So be on the lookout, boo. I will remind you on August 1st, but we've got merch coming. I can't wait to see you in your merch. Tag me, y'all. I want to see you. I'll be posting your pictures on our website and all of our socials. So I want to see your beautiful faces in our merch. Mark your calendars. The Slay Girl Slay podcast has merch dropping on August 1st. Clearly, I have been quietly busy, and I don't really share a lot of what I'm working on until it's finished and until I'm ready to pop out and share what we've got going on. But my head has been down heavy these last few months, and not just working on merch, but working on new projects coming out later this year, working on making this podcast even better than last season's podcast. And because my mind is in so many different places, not just with my business, but keeping up with my family and my personal life, it is so important that I be super mindful about not just the things that make me happy, but even more mindful about the things that don't. I know all of you have a lot going on within your lives as well, with your careers, your businesses, the projects that you guys are working on, raising kids, leading families, and with everything on your plate. You too have to be mindful and vigilant about the things that bring you down and keep you from staying focused on what you need to be focused on. What I mean by that is, sometimes the people that are in our lives, sometimes the people that we love, can do things or say things that trigger us and take away our joy, take away our peace, even if they don't mean to. Sometimes the people that we know, the people that we confide in, can pull us into whatever they have going on within themselves. I don't know about y'all, but sometimes I will have a week where I'm just stressed and I'm not really feeling it and I'm super moody and I'm down for no apparent reason. And then my spirits will lift and I start to feel better. And sometimes someone can come along and do something or say something to you and take the very little peace, the very little joy that you had. We carry a lot of weight these days with our world the way that it is, society, our personal issues we have going on, health issues maybe. And on top of all of that, we're trying to live fruitful and successful lives. We wake up, see some crazy story on the news. We get dressed and sometimes have to push ourselves to get in the car and drive to work. We get to work and we're not that excited to be there, so we have to smile and play friendly. But secretly, we want to be anywhere but here. We have worries in the back of our minds, worries about that family member that might not be doing well, or worries about our kids, worried for their safety. But it's just another day, and we're just trying to push forward and be great and do great things. And on top of all of that, chase our dreams, accomplish goals, step out and become bigger versions of who we once were. That's a lot. That's a lot on our minds. That's a lot on our plates. Which is why I say it is so important to be super deliberate about protecting the things that make you happy, protecting your energy, protecting your peace. You know something is taking away from your peace and something is pulling at you by the way you think about it after it happens. Case in point, I was having a great day and I had asked someone a question, and the way that they responded was so unnecessary, like borderline disrespectful. So I'm like, hey, I'm just asking a question. And their response was, well, I'm just giving you an answer. Now, instead of just being happy and enjoying my day, now I'm thinking of all the disrespectful ways to respond back to this person, right? Like, now my blood pressure has raised just a little bit. Because now you've pissed me off. Now I'm irritated. Now I'm trying to figure out why you felt the need to go there. Now I'm trying to decide whether or not I'm gonna go there too, right? Because I'm not Michelle Obama. When they go low, depending on how low they went, I might not be going high. You see, there is a difference between a peace of mind, P-I-E-C-E, and a peace of mind. P-E-A-C-E. When people try to pull you into their negativity and their drama and pull you down to their level, you can absolutely give them a piece, P-I-E-C-E, of your mind. You can be negative right back. You can be angry and tell them how you feel. And don't get me wrong, sometimes you need to, but you'll get a piece of mind. P-E-A-C-E, when you shake it off and let it go. And now a word from today's sponsor, BetterHelp. I have always been a huge advocate for self-care, taking care of your body, taking care of your heart, and the things that bring you happiness. But most of all, taking care of your mind. How we care for our minds affects how we experience life. So it's important to invest time and care into keeping them healthy. That's where BetterHelp comes in. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Slay Girl Slay listeners get 10% off your first month by using the code SLAY. To get your discount, go to BetterHelp.com/slay for 10% off your first month and get matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Having a peace of mind is more valuable to me than anything right now. I can have all the money in the world, all the listeners, all the houses, clothes, fame, whatever, but it means nothing if I don't have a peace of mind. What good is getting a bag if I don't have the peace to enjoy it? What good is living in a dream that I achieved if I don't have any peace? And some of us are working so hard and we got all these things on our plates and starting to finally get somewhere in life, but letting other people take away the peace we need to enjoy it. Letting friends, coworkers, loved ones, significant others take away the peace that we need to live the life we're working so hard to live, the life we're trying to enjoy. Pay attention to the things that make you feel bad, sis. Pay attention to the people that make you feel bad. When someone says or does something to you and your mood goes from 0 to 100, that's your spirit saying, hey, this don't feel good to me. And depending on the situation, depending on the person, you have to make the decision to either say what you need to say back or let it go. But don't be fooled, boo. You can still say what you need to say if you need to say something and still not let it take you to a place that you don't want to be. I was notorious for not telling people how I felt, and it's something that I've been working on for the last 3 years. At this big age, I am just now learning how to stick up for myself verbally and check people when I feel like they need to be checked. But for a long time, I just allowed people to say things to me, and I would just keep it in, and it would affect me and bring me down. And because I didn't say anything and I didn't let it go either, the things people said and the things people did just lived within me, you know? And I hope I'm not sounding crazy, but because I did not protect my peace, I never had a peace of mind. You understand what I'm saying? I always worried about what people were gonna say or what they thought of me. I gave people the okay to continuously hurt my feelings. And because of that, I was afraid to speak up and show people who I really was, what I was really made of. Don't be like me, boo. When friends, coworkers, loved ones say wild things to you, you have every right to stick up for yourself and say something back. You have every right and every reason to set boundaries with people if that's what you please. Some people think that just because of their proximity to you, just because you're close with them or because you're family, that you can't set boundaries and stick up for yourself and speak up for yourself when you need to. Absolutely not. I have learned that if someone is bold enough to tell you how they feel about you, that you can be bold enough and tell them how you feel right back. But the key is, you have to learn how to do that without also letting it bring you down to their level too. You have to learn how to speak up and say, hey, don't talk to me that way. I don't know what you have going on right now, but I'm having a good day. And the way you're talking to me and the things that you're doing and saying is taking me somewhere I'm not trying to be. When I am ready, I'll give you a call so we can talk at a later time. And then be able to walk away from that situation without feeling bad that you said it, without thinking about it over and over again. And then you let it go. Because if you don't let it go, boo, now you're the one disrupting your own peace. You understand? When you let things percolate in your mind and you go over them over and over again, what you said, what you should have said, what they said, what you wanted to say, how you were going to say it, what you're going to do when you see that person, you are quite literally taking away your own peace. And my question for you today is it worth it? Are they worth it? Worth your focus? Worth your time? Worth your energy? Is it worth it? And that is the question that you have to consistently ask yourself. Because having a peace of mind, P-E-A-C-E, doesn't mean that there won't be people trying you. It doesn't mean there won't be issues and situations that'll try to knock you off of your game, try to take your focus, try to take your joy. Having a peace of mind means that even in the midst of those things, even in the midst of people trying to pull you into their drama, even in the midst of everything that's happening to and around you, means that there is still some peace within you. And you, sis, are worth it. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you love the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to give us a rating and your feedback at the end of this episode. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to learn more about our girl gang and the Slay Girl Slay book club in the links provided in the description. Follow us on social media at Slay Girl Slay on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.